Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You are all garland makers. Yes? It is one of the beautiful miracles of Krishna that from a simple brown seed put in ordinary dirt, flowers of bright colors, sweet fragrances blossom in the sunshine. We started our school, and Rajakumari Devi selected the name Gopal's Garden with the idea that each child is Krishna's flower. Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of love for Krishna, is within the heart. And the teachers are the gardeners. The parents also should be gardeners, watering those seeds, fertilizing those seeds, nourishing those seeds, removing the weeds that are inevitably going to try to strangle those seeds. By proper education, to teach our children how to resist the temptations of the weeds and keep taking more of the nourishment that is coming from the Vaishnavas. The gopis' service is very much centered around flowers, making flower beds for Radha and Krishna, making garlands for Radha and Krishna. Even after Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura and Dwarka, the Braj gopis, every day they would make the most beautiful flowers, garlands, flower thrones, flower beds, expecting Krishna would return that day. They did this for the rest of their lives, in expectation of Krishna's return. Krishna tells in Gita Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachchati. A flower, fruit, leaf, water, if it is offered with devotion, I accept it. Prabhupada said, by the path of bhakti, the ends and the means are the same. By making nice flower garlands for Radha Gopinath, you become a beautiful flower to be accepted by Radha Gopinath. So I'm happy to see this wonderful garland of flowers sitting before me, who are so dedicated to making garlands of flowers to Krishna. It's a beautiful service. Certainly one of the most important services of our temple, where ladies could come together unify every day to produce beautiful artistic offerings to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Years ago, at Radharas Bihari Temple, they were hiring people to make the garlands for Radharas Bihari. Of course, they need more flowers than us because the deities are bigger and very, very elaborate worship. But my dear godbrother, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he said, no, no one will be paid. Our devotees must make these garlands. Krishna is not accepting the flowers. He's accepting the love and devotion which is offered. If people are being paid, where is the love and devotion? So our own devotees must do this. And I remember at that time people were saying, this is impractical. We don't have so many devotees who could come every single day to make so many garlands. He said, no, even if they're simple, but they must be with love and devotion. And that standard has become something quite magnificent, where every day dozens of ladies are gathered to make wonderful flower garlands for Radharas Bihari, Gornitai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Srila Prabhupada, the speaker of the Bhagavatam class, and everyone else. So that really is the spirit. And if there's one thing that myself and the brahmacharis never have to worry about, it's that beautiful garlands will be offered to the deities every day, because you have all taken such wonderful responsibility. And it's very much not just an offering to Krishna, but it is preaching. Srila Prabhupada said that the pujaris, they are a very important part of the preaching mission, because they make the deity worship so clean and so beautiful, so attractive, that when people come to the temple, they not only are attracted to the forms of the deities, even ordinary people, but they're attracted to the devotion. Many people to the A deity is, in and of itself, looks like wood or stone to most people. But when they say wonderful outfits, wonderful clothes, beautiful, beautiful garlands, wonderful worship, ornaments that take so much time, energy, and devotion to make, they understand these people really believe that these deities are God. Otherwise, they would not be doing so much for them. And people appreciate bhakti. And by appreciating bhakti, their love for Krishna grows. They're attracted to come to the temple. They're attracted to participate in these wonderful activities of just simple, wholehearted devotional service. So as you're sitting there making your garlands every morning, you are actually doing powerful preaching to the whole world by attracting them to Krishna and the path of devotion. And I am always indebted to you. And today I will try to pay back that debt by cutting this cake for your on your order. Thank you very, very much. May Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas continue to bless you and empower you in devotional service. Hare Krishna.